Welcome to the Gifters Podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Kai. This podcast is sponsored by the GPS Online Program, which teaches you how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business. For more information, go to ChristopherKai.com. Our guest today is Dr. Gil Tivone. He is an author with 20 years of experience, has a PhD in holistic counseling, also a PhD in pastoral psychology, and just an all-around very, very well and knowledgeable person. So, Gil, thank you so much for being on our podcast.
Thank you so much for having me as a guest. It's an honor for me, and I heard your humble beginning and your spectrum and how much you try to influence in all the countries that you share your experience and your knowledge with. And I thank you for having this incredible stage and platform for people like myself and others to build other people, which is an incredible gesture. And it's my honor to be a guest in your show.
Great. So Gil, talk to us about your beginnings too, because you did mention that you grew up both in Israel and South Africa, and now you're in Arizona. So I love the journey of people. So how did you find that path to be where you are?
Right. Well, that is an incredible question, which really, it's a journey of life, which I made a career out of. Not knowingly, it was really a mistake. Meaning that my parents are jewelers, they went from Israel when I was 13 years of age to South Africa. And there I really faced cultural shock, meaning different language, different style, different mannerism, different cliques, different kind of schooling. Everything was completely different. Meaning that I had to really either shatter, crash, or find myself very quickly and peel off the outer layers of other people and of myself in order to have a common language, not only the English, but cultural language, understanding the language of the heart, the language of the soul, understanding body language, mysticism, and of course, getting into psychology and counseling and all this in order to really understand what is going on within the person, not understanding only what the person does, but who the person is, understanding from a simple conversation, what are you really telling me? Because in every conversation, you have two elements. One is the overt conversation, what you can see, what you can hear. And the other one is the cry of the heart. For example, a wife might have a conversation with her husband, why don't you ever take me out? And what she's really saying is, I'm crying out to your company. But that he doesn't hear, so why do you always complain? And what she hears, the language of the others, I don't have time for you. So there's always two languages which are being related and addressed at every conversation. Why? What is the incentive of the person in a positive way? So you said before to me, well, maybe I'm a spy, but having
that was a joke.
So many countries, but the truth is, I love everywhere that I am. I am where I am because I enjoy and I'm honored to be where I am. The only spy parenthesis story that I have is being a family lawyer, so I have to play detective over there. But it gives you a spectrum of life. So the story really is in trying to ascend and evolve above the physical, mundane everyday life, trying to master the stages in your life, try to understand why are we all here, what are we running around for, what are we making money for, why are we having children, why do we run around making a living and invest so much time into it if it doesn't speak to our heart, if we're not aligned with what we are, with what we do. And that's what most people unfortunately are facing. Not because they want to, because life has forced them into that. And I'm trying to line them up with who they are so that they have a happy life, not only when they retire into pension, which is a big waste, but everywhere along the line, because it's not about the goal, it's about the journey.
And let's talk about one specific aspect, Gil, because this is only a 10-minute podcast. So I really want to dial into what you said about love and about heart, because given that you have lived in so many places and some of those places, again, you don't really see things unless you have a perspective of when you're not in that area. So if you're born and raised in America, you don't see things in South Africa or Israel and the history behind it too. You go to Israel, but I'm curious, how do you feel we can, on a day-to-day level, be more grateful or loving for ourselves? Because you really have a deep compassion. I can feel it. And what do you suggest that we can do day to day to find that love in ourselves?
Wow, that's a beautiful question. What do we say? What do we do? Well, first of all, we should listen to our hearts, to our own intuition, to our inner self. What am I about? What would I like to do? What do I love about myself? Tell me three things you enjoy about yourself, being and spending time in your own self company. And I don't want to hear the bad. I don't want to hear the negative. I want to hear the positive. What are you about? Are you kind? Are you compassionate? Do you have a sensitivity to other people? And even if you would like to, for example, do a certain topic or learn a certain career, why do you think that you'd like to do it? Because that's very deep. In every career that you choose, there's always an inner story. For example, if somebody is doing architecture or interior design, the reason why they're doing it psychologically or psychotherapeutically is because in the past, something in the home was missing. Subjectively, it was missing for them, the love, the warmth, the feeling of home. And that's why they go into that kind of career, in order to fill that inner void that was created inside them. Somebody is dealing with all kind of couple therapy, right? Something in the, like myself, something right here, I'm peeling off my own self. Something in the background, in the childhood, was missing in what they saw or they experienced in their life in couples or in marriage, or what they saw in their home life between their parents. So it's, there's never something there that we do in vain. We always have to go deeper and see who we are and find our uniqueness. And I'll just tell you in short, in my past, I used to work at the Beers. The Beers is the greatest place in the world in South Africa to make synthetic diamonds. The way you make them, in short, man to man, kind of talk very short, is that you place a coal, a piece of coal that is worthless, few cents, under incredible pressure, millions of atmospheres, and after 6 months, out come a shining diamond piece worth millions of dollars. Meaning that each one of us, when putting pressure, when working against resistance, we can really make a diamond out of us. So we don't have to be followers and only live a life by the way, and watching other Hollywood stars and celebs making a life for themselves. We can find our uniqueness. It's very simple to do so. Only get attuned to yourself, listen to your heart, find what you like, and start that journey while you're carrying on your normal life, the life that you're carrying on, and then start to shine. It's so simple today with the social media. Open your own Facebook, your own Instagram, your own YouTube channel, your own LinkedIn channel. Go podcast what we're doing right now and start to shine and show and serve the world. And the key word is service.
Yeah.
We all serve each other. Nobody lives in a vacuum. We all dependent on each other. My Apple Watch, my glasses, my clothes, my shirt, my pants, my shoes. I depend on so many people that I've never met. So many Chinese, I have to thank. So, and the reason is that we really are. This morning I put up in my own Instagram a gratitude. I really am full of gratefulness to God, to people, to you, to everyone else.
Yeah.
And what I still face is my own service. Yes.
So regarding what you said before about how you were saying how nothing is done in vain, and that's a very profound statement, and I didn't want to gloss over that, in that even with myself, for instance, my parents both did love me. I know they love me, but I also know they weren't the most encouraging because they didn't grew up in the same time as I did, and they were immigrants. I was born in the US, but the reason why I'm so encouraging, because as I said to you, Gil, my very teachers would punish me and essentially tell me to shut up. And now as living, I am never gonna allow anyone to tell me to shut up, and I encourage other people to speak their voice. But again, going back to your advice and story, I challenge our guests to do the same. I challenge our guests to look back at the childhood, look back at the upbringing, and see the things that they experienced then, so they can make that connection to what they're doing now and what they might want to do. Because as you said, we all have this journey that we're on, but if they're not reflective, as you've shared and led by an example, they're not going to see that. So I'm curious, you've done so many things. I see that you got a PhD in cosmology. What's one thing about cosmology that you found exciting and interesting that we might not know?
Right. So cosmology really starts from the study of the stars, study of the universe and the cosmos above the stars. So I started with my master's dealing with black holes and astrophysics. That was my master's in Cape Town University. And then I went into cosmology, which is really the study of the universe, but it goes deeper because it tries to understand what is the place of us little human beings, little in parentheses, I'm being cynical. Why are we important in this endless universe? What can we contribute to it? And I used to study in Ann Arbor University. I have in my office a picture, an actual picture from a satellite taking some 30,000 feet over the ground, above the ground. We can see the entire Earth, and you can only see God's work. You cannot see anything that we as humans have done. And I'd like to make a difference and understand why are we in this endless universe existing? What difference can we make to this place? How can we make it a better place? How can we bring more peace? And I think that if all of us visited the moon for 1 second, and so from the moon, the blue-white kind of beautiful Earth that we have, so many wars, so much bloodshed, so much competition, so much animosity, jealousy, vengeance, we can take away from each other, bring it back to Earth, and start loving each other, sharing with each other. So this is not, I'm not a very realistic kind of person, you know, 16 years of being a scientist, that didn't go in vain, but it doesn't mean that we cannot rise above our own personal ego and challenges, put it aside and try to see how can we help and love and depend on each other instead of hating and spilling each other's blood.
Yeah. No, I really admire you as an individual, Gil, because like I said, all of us perhaps have gotten some challenges, but how can we look toward that brighter side, have that better heart? And I appreciate you being an example of that love and heart. So Gil, thanks so much for being on our podcast. How can our guests connect with you?
Well, it's very simple, either through my own personal email, which is my first name, Gil, G-I-L, last name, tivon@gmail.com, or through text, 520-788-1093, or through my Instagram, YouTube channel, LinkedIn, Facebook, whichever way you'd like. And of course, I saw that you looked at my profile in LinkedIn, so of course I'll make contact with you. I'd like to carry on this friendship that started today. Thank you so much for having me as a guest, and I'll definitely carry on following what you're doing. You're doing incredible work. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Gil. Have a great day. Thank you for listening to the Gifters Podcast. If you want to learn how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business, go to christopherkai.com to learn more.